You're up against good opposition today, Stevie, but the margin again, positives that you can take for that?
Yeah, there were positives, Scott, the first half. Really pleased with our shape. I thought Trouts was clever up front, linking play and allowing us to, get movement off him. Dunfermline, I think they had a 15-minute spell in the first half where, Craig White was clever coming into pockets and creating overloads for us in there. But because the shape was good, we never really created clear cut chances. So in the main, other than maybe threatening the goal a wee more, but I don't think there was much chances in the first half. Second half, goals change games. Trouts has just said that in there, and Murdo and Flynn, that we lose a goal for a set play. I think a few of them in there think there's possibly a foul on Murdo, but sometimes you get those decisions, sometimes you don't. And when it went 1-0, I think Dunfermline got a lift from it. I did try to change it to 4-2-3-1, bringing Pat on to try and get more support to Scott through the middle, and it didn't seem to happen on the day. So credit to Dunfermline, probably over a piece they deserve to win the game, but in the main, happy with the way our team went about our business.
Yeah, the shape that you mentioned there, that was something that was evident, because Dunfermline, I think, had quite a bit of the ball, but I think Fleming's maybe pulled off one good save towards the end, but he didn't really have too much to do apart from that.
Yeah, and first and foremost, I've said that our goal to this season, and it's far from being negative, is if the boys know what they're doing out of possession, then you can start to try and cut teams open and work on your forward play. As I say, Dunfermline restricted us to that today. I know James has worked his team extremely hard over the pre-season. My boys have worked extremely hard on a hot day. I can't fault them for their effort. And as I say, it's just maybe the final wee bits of quality that if we could have probably caused Dunfermline a little bit more problems when we had the better spells in the first half, that we might have come away with something.
Managers see this competition really as an extension of pre-season. Is that your mindset as well? Do you still think the team is maybe a couple of games away from where you want them to be going into the league start?
I've always been one that likes to go into League Cup games, try to win as many games as possible, Scott, so I don't write it off in that respect. I was the same when I was a manager at Dunfermline. It's a good competition. It's a very difficult competition. I listened to James McPake's interview during the week after the Kilmarnock game. He even mentioned Derek McInnes is struggling to get players at that level at the moment, so it just seems to be something that's in Scottish football. But I enjoy these games. We've just got to make sure we develop as a team, and if I can see that progress, that's one competitive game into the season with a lot of changes, with a lot of younger players, and it gives me heart that the younger boys showed that they've been buying into some of the shape, because they were put under pressure at times with Dunfermline. And there's a few good performances, Liam Newton and Brogan Walls, but credit to Alan Trout was talking to him at one end and Kieran Miller behind him, so pleasing in that aspect. But as I say, a defeat's a defeat, and I don't want to be standing here all roses having lost the game, but it's something that we look forward to working with this group of players.
Yeah,